Is Communism the Problem? Episode 17 from our series on the Holy Face with Father Lawrence Kearney. At Fatima, Our Lady did warn of the errors of Russia spreading throughout the world if her requests were not obeyed. While there may not be a one-to-one correlation between the errors of Russia and the errors of Communism, the latter is certainly included in the former. This is clearly indicated by Our Lady herself, who appeared 6 times in 1917 and performed the Great Miracle of the Sun in October, just days before the Bolsheviks unleashed their bloody communist revolution in Russia. Part of the problem lies in definitions. Today, terms like communism and socialism are trying to be recast, redefined in positive terms. Do not be fooled by these ploys of the devil. Praise be Jesus and Mary. I'm David Rodriguez, Content Director for the Fatima Center, joined by Father Lawrence Kearney, who does wonderful work promoting the devotion to the Holy Face. Thank you, Father Kearney, for joining us once again.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Rodriguez.
And so one of the previous episodes, Father, you explained to us how our Lord had talked about chastising the world with revolutionary men as opposed to maybe natural disasters and plagues, and that was coming, but that it was also giving us this powerful devotion to the Holy Face to defeat those enemies of Christ, enemies of the Holy Face, and that some of these revolutionary men, because again, if we just take the time frame, this revelation is being given by our Lord. Obviously, we've talked about how it's ancient, as ancient as the Old Testament, but in this more sort of powerful form, in the specific form we're praying it, in the 1840s, and we know that's also the time when communism was being fermented all over Europe. Karl Marx is writing, and many other revolutionaries are coming up, these revolutionary men. And so we actually had one of our episodes with you titled, The Holy Face Will Conquer Communism. And in response to that, somebody wrote back and said, it's not communism that is the problem. Atheism is the problem. Remember, the holy apostles established and lived in a communistic system. So that was the comment that we received. And I was hoping you might be able to address it, lend us some clarity on this matter.
Sure. So that's very concise wording. So there's a lot to unpack from that. It is not communism that is the problem. Okay. So there needs to be a definition of terms in order to have a discussion here. So communism, in the eyes of the early Catholic Church, was defined as nobody owned anything, okay? And communism, it's coming out, as you mentioned, fermented in the 19th century, is not owning anything. Okay, so yeah, communism is the same for both people. No, there's more to it. So continuing with the beginning of the church, they freely desired not to own anything. You see the difference there? Well, in communism, the state absconds private property from people. People aren't free to give. It's taken away from them. And that violates a principle called the principle to have private property. I think that clarifies that communism is a problem when there are people in this world that think they can take away the things that belong to private holders. And then he says atheism is a problem. Correct. Now that we've determined that communism, when it's used as a name to take away people's belongings by force, these are atheistic people. These are people that don't have the fear of God in them. They don't believe in the fifth commandment. You know, we continue. Remember, the holy apostles established and lived in a communistic system. So yes, they lived in communities where they didn't own anything. And that we could say that the Benedictines are communists. We can also say that Dominicans are communists. Well, when people hear the word communist like that, it seems like these are really evil and wicked Benedictines. Well, no. Benedictines don't own things individually. They own things together as a group. And the Franciscans are communists. Well, they take a vow of poverty, which means they don't own anything. So everything is common for the common use. And there's rules, you know, in these orders, how they can use things. They can never have anything in their room thinking that it belongs solely to them. They're only allowed to have things, and it's called the use of these things. But a communistic system, in the evil sense, we know that the devil apes everything of God. He always changes what is good and changes it and makes a little thing different in it, and it becomes completely evil. So, yes, the holy apostles established the system according to the kingdom of God, but the communistic system that we have now has killed, with conservative estimates, 100 million people since it was started. So this is not the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of Satan. And he's changed the meaning of these words. So this person, I hope, can see that it's a definition of terms that helps us to parse out what is good and what is evil.
As you said that, Father, it strikes me here, again, the methods of the evil one, the serpent, don't seem to change. One of the things that I heard and appreciated about the first few chapters of Genesis is that the devil tempts our first parents, Adam and Eve, with this idea that you will be like God. And that, in fact, that temptation worked because that's sort of built into us. God does, in fact, want to share his grace with us, his divine life with us, which, as some of the church fathers, you would use the term, is going to divinize us. It's mysterious. We don't exactly know how it works, but we will become like God. You know, even in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, 28, we hear how we are made in the image and likeness of God. So we could say that it is our destiny to be like God. And so to just say that that's a problem, well, no, that's not really a problem. That's a good thing, but it's the way we did it. And so God had a certain way that we were going to do this. Obviously, we know it's the cross of our Lord, the path of self-sacrifice and love. And the devil came and presented another way to, let's say, achieve those same or that same end by a very different means. And that the devil was in the details. It was all about that. And so it sounds like this, that if you just think of communism as sharing goods, then it's so easy to think that it's Christian charity. But that, as you said, if we define them as just sharing goods sounds great, but the key is, again, is it a free will act? Again, going back to gift of self and love and the cross, the sacrifice, is it sharing goods based on that? Or is it that it's being done by a totalitarian state regime, coercion, at the point of a gun, and therefore really inflicting terror upon everyone in fear, and in fact depriving them of the very rights that God has given us, and that then not even being able to make that free will decision. So I think definitely an understanding of communism has to be understood. It's not really just Christian charity. Communism is in fact this, and as you said, there's no free will involved. The state takes it by force and violates the very rights that our Creator has given us, which is why it's atheism, because when you can take someone's rights away that God gave them and you feel no compunction about it, you're in effect saying, I don't believe there's a God. And so you don't have any God-given rights, and that's why I can take it away from you. You're just, you know, a cog in the machine, as they say.
Yeah. And that's why we're souls. We're body and souls. We're human beings. We're made in the image of God, who's pure soul. So everything we do, we need to have purity of intention. You see how that works? So we can apply this to any example. Let's say the communists do come after Father Carney, and let's say I have 10 ounces of gold, and they say, we're going to take that from you, and you're going to get killed if you don't let us have it. And you know what? My intention can be, okay, I'm going to just give that to them, just out of charity, just because they're here and that's what's going to happen. Or I could just let them take it from me and get so angry at God. Why are they taking away my money? You know, the good way to think is, okay, this is God's divine providence. He's permitted these people to come here, and I'm just going to let them take that from me because maybe he wants me to be around as a priest down the road to save souls. So I'm not supposed to die now. So I'm going to just give that freely up, and then they're going to take the gold from me, and they're going to put me in prison, and then, you know, something like St. Maximilian Kolb could happen. Maybe that's not the best example, but the key is our intention has to be pure, whatever we're doing. And that's the moral life. And that can be the difference between a mortal sin and doing a great deed of charity by the intention that we have. And that's the difference between the system of the apostles and the communist system of the Chinese or whatever group is being led by communism. One does it out of free will. One does it out of force.
And therein lies all the difference. Yes.
That example, Father, that you gave is certainly a challenging one. But I'm glad that you mentioned St. Maximilian Kolbe in it because, well, you and he are both priests. For someone like me, who is a husband and a father, well, and many people watching, I have a great duty to protect and provide for my family. And so my situation, of course, could be a little different. But yes, in your example, that is exercising heroic virtue. And if one can do that, then, you know, so be it. God gives you the graces for that.
Then wonderful. All for the greater glory and honor of God.
I also do, before we sign off, want to encourage everyone who may be struggling with this or a similar question about communism to read Pope Pius XI's encyclical on this subject. It's called in Latin, Divini Redemptoris. He issued it back on the Feast of St. Joseph, so March 19th, 1937. In it, he explains the errors of communism and how it promises a false salvation. In this letter, he exposes communism's hypocrisy, its deceptions, and the evils that it promotes, including its attacks upon religion and upon God himself. So here, I just pulled it up on the internet. You can get online for free as well, papalencyclicals.net, many other places. But I just want to quote one portion for it so that if there's one thing you remember about communism, then it's this. And with that, I think you'll definitely be one step ahead of most people. So this is going to be paragraph number 58. Pope Pius XI wrote, quote, "See to it, venerable brethren, that the faithful do not allow themselves to be deceived. Communism is intrinsically wrong, and no one who would save Christian civilization may collaborate with it in any undertaking whatsoever. Those who permit themselves to be deceived into lending their aids toward the triumph of communism in their own country will be the first to fall victims of their error." It's a close quote. Pope Pius XI is encyclical on communism, Divini Redemptoris.
Thank you again, Father, for helping clarify this matter. Greatly appreciated. That purity of intent is difficult, and yet it's something that we're all supposed to strive for. I think the Holy Face devotion certainly helps us to gaze upon our Lord, who is the perfection of purity. And as we gaze upon him, to sort of try to mirror that purity in our own selves by his grace and with his help and certainly with Our Lady. It's good to continue to pray for purity of intention in all things. So if you'd close our episode here, we'd greatly appreciate it.
In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Benedictio Domini potentis patris et filii spiritus sancti scendit super te et mani et semper. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, very much. May God bless you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for your work, Mr. Rodriguez. I appreciate it.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. Please participate in our 100 by 100 First Saturday Challenge. For the consecration of Russia and triumph of the Immaculate Heart, we earnestly desire to offer Our Lady a spiritual bouquet of 100,000 First Saturdays by the 100th anniversary of her request for this devotion, December 10th, 2025. Sign up and update your progress at fatima.org/100x100. And we encourage you to spread the Holy Faith's devotion to others. Our Lord has promised it will be a means to defeat communism and the enemies of the Church. For more Catholic resources and to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. Every donation is appreciated and needed. Please discern being a regular monthly donor, as these faithful contributors are the most essential in providing stability and future continuity. Eternal Father, I offer Thee the holy face of Jesus, covered with blood, sweat, dust, and spittle, in reparation for the crimes of communists, blasphemers, and for the profaners of the Holy Name and the Holy Day of Sunday. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us.